Hi, it's David Oakes. Glad you tuned into Visionary Fundraising. Today, we're talking about how tens attract nines, eights, and sevens. Fives attract fours, threes, and twos. It's all about leadership. Great day for you to have tuned in. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book Visionary Fundraising. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. For over a year, I've dedicated myself to writing down everything you need to be challenged to in order to double, triple, quadruple, and more the income that you receive as a visionary. You can buy my book today at Amazon.com for $19.99, or for you digital readers, got a good deal for you. Go click the link in the show notes, go to my website, and you can buy the digital version for $4.99. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. I'm reading through the book, Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them, by Gerald Panis. Gerald interviewed 50 folks who gave million or multi-million dollar gifts to charities. He also interviewed around 1,000 fundraisers who attracted and grabbed these gifts for their organization. And then Jerry puts these, all of his thoughts together in this book, really worth your while to grab and read, called Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them, Gerald Panis, an amazing book. I'm up to chapter four. In chapter four, the title of his chapter is Staff Gives Inspiration and Lights the Way. I say it's all about leadership. Tens attract nines, eights, and sevens. Fives attract fours, threes, and twos. All right, here's what I'm talking about, and then we'll talk about leadership. On a scale of 1 to 10, your leadership ability lands somewhere. We don't know what it is. I don't know where mine is. I'd like to believe it's a 10. Of course I would. We all would. But just somewhere along this scale of 1 to 10 is our leadership ability. Assume that on that scale of 1 to 10, we are a 5. That matters because here's the deal, and I learned this in a class with John Maxwell years and years ago before he became the leadership guru that he is. He was Pastor John in those days, and he used to come to Atlanta and we would go to his classes. He explained this leadership scale, why it matters, and what you can do about it. On this scale, your leadership ability falls somewhere, and assume that you're a 5. If you're a 5, this matters supremely because you attract, as a 5, you attract 4s, 3s, 2s, and 1s, and of course 0s. But if you're a 5, people who are 7s, 8s, and 10s, they meet you, they like you, but they're not joining your team. They're often sweet, nice about it, and they will turn you down nicely. You don't understand or know why, but 7s cannot work for 5s. So assume that your leadership ability is somewhere on the scale, you're a 7. 7s are very attractive to other people who are 6s, 5s, 4s, all the numbers underneath. If you're a 10, then you attract 9s, 8s, 7s, 6s. So now imagine on your team, just imagine, I dedicate a whole chapter to this, chapter 17 in my book, why where you are on this leadership scale matters. Imagine if you're a 7 Imagine if you're a 7. Well, let's say you're a 6. I use that in the book. If you are a 6, and imagine then if we calculated the results of your team effort would be demonstrated by a mathematical equation. You're a 6. You attract a 5. So I'm going to say 6 times 5. You attract a 4, a 3, a 2, and a 1. 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1. The power of your team would be 720. 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1, 720. Let's assume that we elevate your leadership by just 1, from 6 to a 7. Now, as a 7, you can attract people on a leadership scale one number higher. Look at the difference in the output of your team. If we say 7, that's you, times 6, times 5, times 4, times 3, times 2. I hope you're following me. The total number is 5,040. Now listen, the number of your previous team when you were a 6 multiplied by the 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 is 720. So by you elevating your leadership capacity from a 6 to a 7, you attract people just one number higher on the leadership scale. You took the output power of your team from 720 to 5,040. Want to dream with me? What if you, with dedicated effort, with the right coaching, with the right encouragement, and a proven plan, we could raise your leadership level by 2 numbers, from a 6 to an 8. Now, as an 8, you've attracted a 6, a 5, a 4, and a 3. Oh my goodness, 8 times 7 times 6 times 5 times 4 times 3. The power of your team went from 5,000 to 20,160. Now, here's my point, and I think it's the point that Gerald Panis makes in his book, Mega Gifts, Chapter 4. The title of his chapter is Staff Gives Inspiration and Lights the Way. And Jerry says that not of equal importance with your mission, but ranking very high, is the management of your organization. I'm calling it your leadership capacity. The weak and financially unstable organization, it's often led by weak, ineffective staff who attract the same level of people on the board. Jerry says they're cut from the same cloth. High-powered, decisive men and women, they are not inspired to join a board where the organization has weak leadership. Wow. Now, Jerry, he interviews all these folks who have given millions of dollars, and they tell him just right out, management is a most important thing. And these multi-million dollar donors, they say, that's what gets my greatest attention. They will not give unless they feel the organization is managed in an amazing way. Wow. Clement Stone, Jerry tells his story how he finds this little nonprofit that no one's ever heard of, and he begins to give it money, and before long, it's like a nationwide leader. The man gives it millions of dollars and just bursts that organization. Just goodness. But Clement Stone, he admired the leadership. Here's what I'm telling you. If you attract tens, it's because you're a 10. If you want to attract 9s and 8s donors who are at this amazing level, then you have to grow yourself. So I remember being in a leadership class years ago, and the person leading it done an amazing worldwide, has impact, just incredible. But he said, stop complaining about your staff. you have the staff that you deserve. And kind of that's what I'm telling you today. If you want to attract larger people, what can you do about it? David, I don't attract large enough people and large enough donors. Here's what you need to do. Here's all you can do about it. Grow yourself. If you're a five, you can change your whole world. If you could, with effort, work hard, go to classes, read books, attend seminars, get coaches, get mentors. If you're a five, work to grow yourself to a six. Maybe by the grace of God, with the help of providence, you could go from a five to a seven. Good gracious. What if your mentor and your coaches just were brought into the kingdom for such a time as this, and they mentored you from a five to an eight? I'm telling you, your world is about to change. So how can I attract more, be more, be a bigger person, be a larger person, grow yourself? I don't know what else to tell you, but if you want to attract large people, be a person who is large yourself. All right, that's my thought for today. Glad you tuned in. Until next time, do not forget that you were put here to change this world, to give it divine impact, and invite others to help you do it. You're a visionary. That's who you are. See you next time.